Good morning. 00 hours. Mostly cloudy. 38 degrees. Good morning. 0100 hours. Cloudy. 36 degrees. Good morning. 0200 hours. Cloudy. 40 degrees. Good morning. 0300 hours. Cloudy. 40 degrees. Good morning. 0400 hours. Cloudy. 42 degrees. Good morning. 0500 hours. Cloudy. 41 degrees. Good morning. 0600 hours. Mostly cloudy. 41 degrees. Good morning. 0700 hours. Mostly cloudy. 41 degrees. Good morning. 0800 hours. Mostly sunny. 39 degrees. Good morning. 0900 hours. Mostly sunny. 47 degrees. Good morning. 1000 hours. Mostly cloudy. 51 degrees. Good morning, 1100 hours. Cloudy. 54 degrees. Good afternoon, 1200 hours. Cloudy. 53 degrees. Good afternoon, 1300 hours. Cloudy. 56 degrees.
KFATYL, KFATAIW.
Hey, AIW, how are you doing this afternoon?
I'm not doing too bad. I was working on my computer trying to get the darn thing to connect to the internet. I'm having issues.
Yeah, that's always fun. I'm trying to figure out what to do here. It's going to rain or not, so I want to start something outside. I don't want to get caught in the rain.
Yeah, I hear you. Yeah, I got some projects going out in my shop that I should go out and do too. But I started playing around with some of my radios. I've got I picked up a couple old commercial Kenwood radios. One will talk on the 2 meter, and then I've got one that'll do the 70 centimeter. And I got the 2 meter pretty well. I got all the frequencies it plugged into it, and it seems to be working okay. There's a few little issues on it. It's not scanning, but that's okay. And then I've got the other one. I've got it. That one I can do the 70 centimeter, and I think it'll do. DMRS, I don't know. I just wanted 70 centimeter on it anyway, so that's kind of what I'm up to right now.
Sounds like fun. Are you talking on the 2 meter one right now, or are you using a different one?
I'm using my different one. I got this is a USA FT991A. How's the sound? I was having issues with the with getting out on this. Is it sounding all right now?
Yeah, I'd say you're sounding pretty good. I mean, it's not perfect, but I would say it's pretty close to it.
Well, thank you. You're hitting me pretty hard too. What machine are you talking off of? I mean, I'm on the Guilford Tower right now, I believe.
Yep, that's the same one I'm on. I'm on the Guilford Tower. I'm in Birch Run here.
Gotcha. I'm here in Bay City. This is KF80IW.
All right, well, I'll let you get back to your radio up in there, and I'm going to go outside and start something. But good chat with you. This is KF80IW.
KF80IW, clear.
Good afternoon, 1400 hours, cloudy, 58 degrees. Good afternoon, 1500 hours, cloudy, 59 degrees. Good afternoon, 1600 hours, mostly cloudy, 59 degrees. Good afternoon, 1700 hours, cloudy, 57 degrees.
This is Whiskey Alpha 8, Yankee United Zulu of White Lake, Michigan.
Yankee something, I'm not getting your middle character, the prefix. Can you repeat that two times for me?
It's Whiskey Alpha 8, Yankee United Zulu. That's Whiskey America 8, Yankee United Zulu. Go ahead.
Roger, I copy. Whiskey off a Yankee uniform Zulu. Thank you. Any others? Check to call. Check in, please. Call now. Any relays? KAJDD, KEAPON. Can you place a general net call?
Will do. This is KJBD assisting net control for Division ARPSC net. Any stations wishing to check in, please call now. This is KJBD.
This is November 8, November Oscar Romeo. No traffic.
KDON, I copy November 8, November Oscar Romeo. Did you copy by intercept?
Roger, I did. Thank you. Any others?
Nothing else heard. Back to net control, KJBD.
Hey, let's get rolling. We got 11 on the roster to start. Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to the net. We made a quick jump there in the frequency. Hopefully this works out a bit better. I'm hearing more stations, good readable or better. Let's see here. Tomorrow, well, the FEOC operational briefings continue, and that's for the ice storm damage and that occurred up in the northern Michigan and in the UP back in the weekend of the 30th and 31st. They're continuing to remain active in the recovery phase. Also coming up this week, I've got a number of calls going on with various hospitals, first in Ohio, and I think maybe one or two in Michigan this week. These are to introduce the FEMA Region 5 for Kids hospital. It'll be a communication exercise to be conducted potentially in June this year. Looking forward to getting that off the table, off the planning table, and into execution. I think that's anything coming up for the week, as far as I can see. Also, we're continuing to plan our the spring exercise for everyone. That'll be coming up on May 3rd, so mark your calendars for that. And I will give a reminder right now that there is no net next weekend. I will wish everybody a happy Easter at this point, and I hope you have an enjoyable weekend. With that, let's go to followed by NAOBU. Mr. Jim, how are things in Washington? Yeah, well, great seeing you yesterday.
7375, Fox News, Kansas. This is KJBD for the Michigan AOPSC Net. Good evening to all there. Yeah, it was good seeing you too, Max. I hadn't seen you for a while. And it was a good meeting at the National Weather Service there. Last week we went through and made contact with two more hospitals. EC8YA, Cedars Park, is doing a great job there. So we've got the kits all checked out, the EOCs for those two hospitals checked out, and we're moving along. Also set out a dunning notice to those people that can play in the SET. We'll see what we can get going there. We'll have to fire up early, about 8:30, and shut down about 11, because we've also have a siren test net that day. So we'll be working on that and getting that squared away. Things seem to be just generally kind of burbling along here. Well, once again, good seeing you. Thanks for running the net back to you. This is Kilo 8, Juliet Bravo Delta.
All right, KHABD, KEAPN, Michigan Section here.
PAM met with their new county emergency manager. And she is experienced in working with amateurs, so she's just kind of a natural moving right into her somewhat new position due to various reasons, mainly meeting space time. We hadn't been able to meet since last fall, so we got to meet here in April, and should have a meeting place one way or another for the upcoming months. And the Kalamazoo Racies might be getting a new physical home, so we'll wait and see how that goes. But we had a very good meeting with our new emergency manager. Went to the Allegan County Amateur Radio Club Ham Fest yesterday. They call it a mini Ham Fest at a local township hall, a very nice but small facility, but had a lot of people walking through and enjoying the Ham Fest. Breakout rooms to have any meetings or testing or anything like that. So then next Saturday, April 19th, the St. Joseph County, Michigan Amateur Radio Club is having its spring Ham Fest at the fairgrounds in Centerville, right smack dab in the middle of St. Joseph County. is the county seat of Centerville. That's where they've got their fairgrounds, and that's where the Ham Fest is from 8 in the morning till 12 noon. And let's see, I acknowledge NANLR checking in tonight. So I'm glad he found us up here on 40. Oh, and I saw Brett this week. Friday, he spotted my vehicle at the local library when he was on his way home from work. So he pulled up next to my vehicle in the parking lot to say hello. So it was nice to see Brett in person. And, we're supposed to have, that was the one thing I wanted to say, we're supposed to have a District 5 meeting tomorrow night at a local restaurant that has a nice meeting room for us. So that's supposed to be happening tomorrow night. So with Max, we'll turn it back to you and let you keep rolling along. KEADON, this is WDNAXB. Over.
All right, Charlie, WDADXB, KEADON, Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service, Cornet. Your signal was, my signal was down in the weeds. I think yours was below them. I didn't even hear you calling on 75, so this is much better. Thank you for all the comments, and I hope the district meeting is well attended tomorrow. Let's go. WDATQZ to be followed by WDATKL. Mr. Mike, how are things in Presqu'île?
Yeah, good afternoon, Max. KEDON in Michigan Air, BSC, that WBTQZ up here in Rocky City, Presqu'île County, for the ACRO as well as Max and MITN net manager. Well, things are somewhat getting back to normal. We got up, grid power back Wednesday afternoon at 4 o'clock, so we're just 6 hours shy of 11 days of making our own. Fortunately, we're very well equipped to do that, so we've done pretty well. A lot of folks definitely had to store more than we did. It sounds like from the article in the paper that the professional full-time emergency services assets all stood up pretty well, so there's no call for any amateur assistance around here. At least my phone didn't ring. And the only other news, as far as signal reports today, I could hear most stations on 75, but I could hear everybody better up here. Maxnet continues to try to function at 11 a.m. Local time on or about 7233 kilohertz. Some days we have to move around a little bit for other traffic, and some days just don't have a band. Things have been going in that direction periodically. MITN, we're in the 3952, 3953.
And WBA.
Anniversary luncheon of the Auto State YLs, Tussles. They've been around a long time. My mother-in-law, Kate ZJU, is one of the founding members of that organization. She was...
Wow, what happened?
Last two, we're going to take a break here and see if there's anybody else who'd like to join the Michigan Air PSC night. If so, please call now.
You can check me in, Max. KDO is still here. The network keeps going up and down. I'm not sure what's going on.
Okay, Roger, got KDO.SWR. Any others, please call now.
Whiskey 8, Papa Victor Papa, West Branch,
Stowe
County, EOC.
Okay, I got a Whiskey
8 station. Okay, I'm 0, DDO.
All right, I'm starting to hear that other...
contractor cut a high volume gas line.
That's a big group up there, all at a good time. And yeah, Salvation Army's been busy further north with our with all that ice storm. I forgot what the figure is, but they put on an awful lot of wheels up there in that. Okay, that's about all I have. Back to that control. K-E-8-D-O-N. K-E-D-9-I-A-R.
All right, KD9IAR, KE8QM, Michigan Section AR, PSCNet. The QRM is starting to pick up a bit here, so we're going to keep moving along here. Thanks for checking in, Don. We go down to KE4ZYQ to be followed by WAAYUZ. KE4ZYQ, you're up for comment.
This is KE4ZYQ, Joe and Clinton Township. I just want to say good day to all, and Net Controller all on net. Was
this afternoon, so we'll move along. Thank you, Joe, for joining us, for checking in. We go next to WAAYUZ to be followed by N8NOR. WAAYUZ, you're up for comment.
Yeah, I've got the call.
Whiskey Alpha 8, Yankee Uniform Zulu, you are up for comment. I think he was coming on the repeater too. So, we go next to NA NOR to be followed by KB8SWR. NA NOR, you have a strong signal. Come in, please.
Good evening. This is NA NOR.
Listening to himself. Got that howl in there. Sounds like he's listening somewhere, but not sure what's going on with the network. Just have to bear with it, I guess. Now, back to you. Keep it still here.
Okay, roger that, Jeff. Well, I appreciate all the help Central Michigan Emergency Network does provide in the many services they do, and especially here today in providing the remote relay. Next, we go to WADDD, and that'll bring us to the bottom of the roster. Mr. D, how are things going your way?
This is WADDD. Hey, first of all, I apologize for not being on the net the last couple of weeks. We have been up helping out with the ice storm situation up north. I first was doing some sheltering for a couple of days, and then working with the manager in the EOC for, well, it's still going on with one of our smaller communities anyway. But people are doing what they need. So,
I didn't quite copy everything in there. You were at just the right spot. I think we're almost missing each other. So thank you for checking in and for your comments and joining us this afternoon. We are at the bottom of the roster. I'm going to make one more net call. So if anybody else would like to join the public service before we close, if so, please call now. Hearing none, we'll go ahead and close this session of the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service. We have 13.
Good evening, 1800 hours. Cloudy. 55 degrees.
NHWCD, NHWCD. This is Katie Whiney.
Good evening. This is NAWCB, Happy Telecommunicators Week. And you put your four in. How'd we do today?
Happy National Telecommunicators Week. We did good. I did phones today, and outside of naked grandma beating people up, it wasn't a bad day.
Okay, well, I guess there's always the call of the day, I suppose. What are those types of calls? But, well, I'm glad how the team worked out, that it was uneventful and interesting at the time, but at least you made it through. Glad to capture for that.
Yeah, I'm glad. I'm glad to be heading home. I was ready at like 7 o'clock this morning to go home. I'm done with the week. It was one of those days yesterday that I'm still just regrouping from it, but that's all right. We made it through, and I got a day off here tomorrow, so it'll be good. How was your guys' day?
Yeah, sometimes you need, especially if you're in that long weekend, you need a low-profile, uneventful day, especially, like you say, from one of those busy ones there that you barely keep an eye on. Anyway, we're doing good here. Live service today, but other than that, kind of uneventful, low-profile here today, just kind of enjoyed today.
That's right. Well, but glad you're able to enjoy the day. I heard it wasn't too bad out earlier, and it seemed like it clouded up recently. I heard we're supposed to get some rain or some type of storms here tomorrow.
Yeah, it wasn't too bad earlier. I didn't get out, but it did get up near 56, 57, which the National Weather Service says that it is behind. But yeah, it's definitely kind of cooled off. More clouds than that. Just supposed to warm up like San Luis tomorrow, but I think we're supposed to get some rain in here. And, I guess the old adage goes: there are April showers, bring May flowers.
Yeah, this is true. This is very true. Were you able to get on the radio today at all, or are we able to get on the DMR side?
No, I didn't get on the radio today. Usually, it's kind of a mom and I, kind of a church day for us hoping to. Sometime this week, hoping to kind of look over the DMR a little bit more, get a little bit more familiarized with it, to the talk groups and that. I don't know, might even join in on a matter or two this week outside of our normal events, but don't miss that today, but hoping this week.
Yeah, good stuff. Yeah, it depends on what happens with the weather. I might try to get up on the roof and adjust the antenna a little bit, see if I can get some more height out of it, and maybe see if I can. I don't know. I might change the location, but we'll see. My biggest goal is trying to get a little more height so I can get more range.
Yeah, definitely. All you can do is give it a try. I tell you, I guess your signals are good. Though you come in, you come into the radar, the Edison receiver there. Yeah, true. That's the other kind of, that's the other goal, is to see how things made it through and see if I got to make any adjustments or make any repairs. Overall, I think it'll be fine. I think we're ready for the summer and getting ready for storm season. So I'm going to try to reinforce the antenna a little bit and make sure there's, just in case there's some winds, it doesn't not, you know, blow over. That's at least my plan. Yeah, that's what I would do. Considering, you know, it's some pretty windy days, and I'd be interested to see how it, you know, how it held up there, and you know, if anything's loosened up or anything needs attention right now. I'll tell you, back in the day, I wished instead of getting the Super Magnum antenna, I would have got the Starduster, because I think it's the Starduster better for the wind. But again, a couple of times where it bent and had to get it fixed. So it's definitely good to get up there and check her out, make sure everything is tight and the connections are good. Yeah, definitely. So we'll see you and make sure the connections are all tightened up. I mean, I thought about getting some hockey tape. You put that tape on the foot of the stick to kind of protect it and get that wax. I thought about wrapping hockey tape with the tape around the coax there to keep it from being watertight. We'll see. I think those are just a good idea. Again, that type of a plan, I think, is good for you. Again, your connections, to make sure you got tight connections. They're waterproof in that. And, I think that's a wise idea. You can always try it and see if there's any, if there's any adjustments that you need to make or any more height. You definitely want to make sure that there is a wind and it's not going to bend or it's not going to damage your roof in any way. So that's kind of a consideration too. And AWC. Hey, Wayne, you. Yeah, I've been actually pricing it out. They've got melt for satellite dishes and stuff like that. And I thought about getting one of them extra long melts for the satellite dish. And then melt it on the roof. I don't know. We'll see. There's a little bit of options here that I'm thinking about. And I know there's an antenna company that I was told to look up. It's called Arrow, and I've heard a lot of this. I've heard good things about Arrow as well, and. Yeah, I would agree with you, and I get back to your original plan when you have mapped it out last summer, plan it out, and make sure there's a good plan in place, and at least you can back your what you've got, and that, but that way, it's a good installation, and it's mapped out. Going. So, yep, go back to the basics, what you did last year, and if you improve on it, or you might say, hey, it's fine, but you look it over and see what happens.
Hey, Wayne, yeah, for sure, definitely. We've got to get your engine up on the roof there, Dad. I've been thinking about, different mounts and stuff like that. Have you looked into, some of the animal mounts?
No, I haven't really. Kind of thinking about it, but it hasn't been a high priority. I like how the radio has performed. Hopefully, it's still getting good signal and even into some of the other repeaters locally. But possibly planning it out, looking at a me know if you need any help. Don't mind helping you out and get that mounted for you. I can, that'll help you out and get some range and get it outside. Get a little bit of better signal and more range out of it. Yeah, I think, I think there's a couple adjustments, here and there, and again, outside. I'm kind of interested to see when they take this big tree down, if it will, either way, if it's a benefit or not. But again, those are just kind of things in my mind. I'm just pleased with how it is, because, again, there's always potential for improvement. Yeah, that tree might help, getting rid of it there. It might help you get some better signal there, too. So, yeah, that'd be kind of cool. See how it goes and see what you're doing. How's that power supply holding for you? It's doing real well. The bolts that it keeps to. I don't run the radio an awful lot. Stuff into the NAT. A lot of times I'll use the handheld radios, and I'll even try to make contact, either through this radio or the handheld. Again, I just like to it's interesting to see what type of results you get, how you get out the NAT. It's holding up well. It seems like it's really helped with having that additional coax. The main cell phone I'm using. I'm not having as much issues, not that with it. Yeah, that helps. I noticed that helped my rig out big time as well. And given that having that thicker coax, I'm thinking it's made a lot of difference in clarity of signal and stuff. It helps out. Yeah, yes, I agree. And also, too, how it's, it's weird how it is, but, how it's positioned, how the coax is set up. I mean, don't usually have a lot of issues getting in through heaters. It's interesting. I will walk down the stairs, and you'll start hearing the radio start getting a little scratchy. And that's so good. It's a big difference. Yeah, I really like how it's set up. I appreciate that extra link to coax, and I think it's been beneficial. And like I say, it's switching cell phones. I think it's also been a plus as well. Yeah, it helps. It helps for sure. I'm the one here in the car. I've got it on the iPhone, and it seems to help. It's different. It works a little different than it did on the tablet, but I did have to make some adjustments on the ACRS part of it, but once I did that, and it seems to be running pretty fine. Okay. Yeah, I haven't even talked to the ACRS with this one. It's interesting, too. I can add up, repeater or frequency into a channel, and on my older phone, it would, start having problems with the app. But this one hasn't been. We have not had the problem, so it's really a guy. Really pleased with how it's worked out. Say, really enjoying the radio. Appreciate the gift in that way. It's working out really well.
Good. I'm glad it's working out for you, Dad. That's cool. I'm glad we were able to get to that, and I'm glad everything's coming together. I know you had a little problem with it, but it seems to be a good radio. It really does. And I find I'm hesitant in switching radios out of the car, but it's like
I want to upgrade just because, you know, having a little bit better radio in the car would be nice, but we'll see.
Again, it's a good starter for you, you know, to see how it works out. You're not investing a whole lot into it, and, you know, when you get up into, you know, you're looking at a Gate 2 or a Nikon mobile radio, you know, you're investing a little bit more money into it. So, again, you want to have the right fit.
Good evening, 1900 hours, cloudy, 54 degrees. Good evening, 20, 100 hours. Cloudy. 52 degrees. Good evening, 21 hours. Showers. 51 degrees. Good evening, 22 hours. Rain. 51 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours. Cloudy. 50 degrees.